Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Anybody else like boa constrictors? Yeah, not so much. Me neither. But there was a fellow who one time he had a boa constrictor and he raised it from, I don't know, what do you call a little snake? A pup? I don't know. It was his pride and joy. He grew it, and I mean, he fed it, and it grew, and it was very impressive and all of that kind of thing in its size. One day, he started to play with it in front of his friends. He was letting it coil around his body like he oftentimes did, and he was pretending that the snake had him trapped. Well, the boy suddenly became alarmed when he noticed that the boa constrictor did indeed have him pinned. He yelled for help, but his friends thought that he was still pretending. It wasn't until he started to turn blue that they realized he really did need their help. And then it was only with a great deal of effort that they freed him. Sometimes we play with temptation in the same cavalier way. You cannot pet and play with temptation without putting yourself in grave danger. Today, that's what we're talking about. How temptation presents itself. It can start out innocent enough, but somehow we know it seems wrong. Somehow we know it's enticing in a not good way. It can seem as though we're in control of it. It's no real big deal. It's like a small snake. It's not a matter of really being tested. After all, it's so small, what harm could it do? The point is that when temptation issues you an invitation, it's rarely a head-on thing that knocks on your door and announces itself. Hi there, I'm temptation, and I'm here to get you to sin against God or your neighbor. Doesn't happen that way. Temptation is more often than not a seemingly innocent invitation to tolerate sin. Whereas testing is an invitation to trust God, to trust God and His Word. Listen to that again. Temptation is an invitation to tolerate sin. Testing is an invitation to trust God and His Word. The one comes from Satan. The other comes from God. One tears down, destroys, threatens, and kills us. The other one builds us up, gives us strength, life, and develops our trust in God and His Word. Testing improves our faith. Temptation seeks to destroy it. Now, all this talk about temptation and testing comes out of the three scripture readings for today. In the Old Testament lesson, you have it right there in the first verse. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. God tested Abraham. Not Satan, but God. And what came of that test? I want to read portions of the Old Testament lesson again. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, the fire and the wood are here. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. We hear from Abraham that he understands that God is testing him, not tempting him. We see that in his own words to his son, God will provide. God will provide. By the way, especially in this season of Lent, I can't help but notice that Abraham's son Isaac is the one who bears the wood to the altar. As they're walking up the mountain, Isaac is bearing the wood for the sacrifice of himself. It's a stark reminder of when Jesus bore his own wooden cross, the cross that his father gave him, the cross that his father gave him to bear up to the hill of Calvary, to die there on that wooden cross for our sins, and then to rise again for our redemption. And that again, in that again, we see that God is providing for us. Just as Abraham promised his son today, and so showed his trust in God. Anyway, I didn't want to miss that bit of foreshadowing of our Lord in the Old Testament. Now, back to the test, This test that God gave Abraham was for the building up of Abraham's faith, and also, by the way, the faith of Isaac, and of you and I as well. There's not a one of us who would want to imagine what Abraham went through as he traveled with his son to that mountain. And also, by the way, imagine what God went through watching his son travel up the hill of Calvary. But what we do see is that God tested, not tempted, Abraham. We see that by how Abraham trusted God. Abraham couldn't see how God would provide, only that he trusted God to provide. Only that he trusted God to provide. God tested Abraham with the result of an increase of faith and trust. But temptation is not like that. And in the New Testament reading today, St. James makes it clear that temptation and testing are not to be confused. In fact, in this reading, when you look at it in the Greek, the words are very different that are used when James says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone." When Brother James speaks of he who has stood the test, he uses a very different Greek word than in the next line where he says, "when tempted." The word test has to do with being watched. It's a Greek word dealing with looking for that which is genuine. So being tested by God can lead us to a greater awareness of the genuineness of our faith. Always we remember that our faith is God's gift to us by grace alone. But then James goes on to talk about being tempted. And here again, temptation has its own distinct meaning. This word has more to do with striving, with attempting something. And it also has to do with weakness and vulnerability. Temptation is an attempt to exploit a weakness that a person may have. That is not God's way. One of my resource books said, "James does not suggest that God himself sends sufferings to educate believers, but sufferings should be accepted because they prove faith and produce steadfastness." So again, we see testing as a building up of faith and temptation as an attempt to exploit a weakness and to tear down faith and trust in God and in his word alone. Now, in the gospel lesson, we read that the devil tempts Jesus when he comes to Jesus in a weakened condition. In other gospel accounts, we learn the details of these temptations. But today, what we need to see is that Satan is attempting to turn Christ away from the Word of God and from trust in his own heavenly Father. When Jesus is weakened physically. I had a professor in one of my counseling classes at seminary, and he talked about feelings being most tender in the morning and late at night. As a result, he made a rule for those he counseled that a couple is never to discuss their problems, or whatever problems they're being counseled with, between the nines. That is, never before 9 o'clock in the morning or after 9 o'clock at night. To have discussions about their conflicts before 9 a.m. or after 9 p.m. only made them more vulnerable to saying something they would regret. Those are times of weakness, and our ability to guard our tongues is not as strong. So his advice was meant to help avoid temptation. It's good advice when we think about temptation in our own lives too. But now, look at what Satan is doing with Jesus. Satan is inviting Jesus to merely allow himself to do certain things, to tolerate certain actions. And he's doing this at a time when Jesus is in a vulnerable state. Jesus has been fasting for 40 days. But unlike you and I, between the nines, Jesus is fully self-aware. Jesus is fully in control. He knows what's on the line. And that if he were to tolerate these temptations and then sin, that would result in Jesus obeying the devil. One more thing that's important to remember about temptation and testing. Neither one is sin. Did you hear that? Neither testing nor temptation is of themselves sin. Jesus, as we see in the gospel lesson, is tempted. And we know that Jesus is without sin. So take heart from this. When temptation presents itself to you and invites you to tolerate some sin, remember that such temptation is not itself sin. But today, James tells us what sin is, that, and I'm going to quote him here, "Each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death." Did you catch the words in there that speak of vulnerability, enticed, and desire? Remember, we talked about temptation to sin comes when we are vulnerable, and that temptation is an attempt to draw us away from God and his word. The invitation to sin is not the same thing as sin. Again, we know from the other gospel accounts that Jesus turns Satan's attempts around and uses them instead as an opportunity to display trust in God and in God's word and in the plain meaning of God's word. The point is that temptation wants us to obey sin. And testing gives us the opportunity to trust and obey God. So again, remember, temptation and testing, one comes from Satan, the other one from God. One builds up, the other tears down. Testing improves our faith. Temptation seeks to destroy the same thing. Temptation is not the same thing as sin. It's the invitation to it. And even when it comes, God in his word provides for you and protects you if we follow and trust in him as Abraham did. And then there is forgiveness for when we do fail, and we do fail. There is forgiveness. There is forgiveness found in the blood of Jesus Christ from the cross alone. We always rely on that. We always put our trust in that. I'm going to close by reading 1 Corinthians 10:13. This is a verse that the Holy Spirit can use to fill us with and to remind us that the Word of God is for us, just as Jesus used God's Word when facing his temptations. Again, 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." We can stand up under it. We have his word on it. Trust it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth